Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
Welcome back, folks. This is Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition, and this is Dan's Health Talk. I've been doing this since March of 1997. Now, Mike was just telling me that CNN had a story that I guess there is Memorial Day weekend. They're looking for things to say, so they're rehashing something that has been around forever. I know probably before I started radio, which is in March of 97, they're talking about the relationship between bad diet and cancer. And they're saying that you know, fats, fast food. If you want to cut in here, Mike, you're welcome to.
Processed food.
Yeah.
Not eating enough fruits and vegetables.
And and also the red meats. Now, red meat, by the way, is not harmful if it's not processed red meat. And I know a lot of people think just red meat in itself. But a lot of the red meat, I think where they're getting all of this stuff, because they were talking about, I think, fast food diet, basically, in there. If you're going through drive-ins and that, picking up your hamburgers and stuff, well, the kind of oils that they soak that meat in and the grains and things that those meats are fed, instead of being grass-fed beef, the kind of toxins that they're exposed to, and glycoside. I wanted to talk some about glycoside, so I think I will. There's a lot on the news, and it's taken a number of years. I used to do lectures on glycoside and GMOs. And glycosides, of course, they think a lot of different health problems that we're seeing, everything from maybe autism to cancer. Breast cancer really is very highly associated to bringing down the fertility levels in men and in women, because we're not producing as many babies as we used to. So all of you need to get busy over the weekend and see if you can produce a few more babies. It's just my Memorial Day weekend wish for you. But anyway, the glycoside, you got to realize what it's meant to do. It's meant to kill the bugs that are going to eat the plants and the organisms in the ground, which works sort of like probiotics works in our gut. Well, it does that to our gut. It destroys the probiotics in our gut. So they know now that different strands of probiotics can be fantastic for the mood, for heart disease, for joint problems, for inflammation throughout the body, and, of course, for the gut itself and for digestion, producing B vitamins, which has a lot to do with the moods of the body, because you won't have any adrenal strength without the B vitamins. But here's the surprising thing. I know it's associated with breast cancer, but when I used to lecture, I used to have this picture that in Europe, Monsanto had on their sack a stop sign symbol and says, do not do research on this without our permission, and the research cannot be done longer than 3 months. The reason is after 3 months, you start seeing the beginning of a breast cancer on laboratory animals. Well, and that was on GMO oats, I think corn. Same thing with oats. I know that some ranchers out in the western part of Oklahoma I was talking to, and they were having a lot of cows dying compared to what they normally have. And they were there was a drought going on, so they were getting all this GMO oats to feed the cows and corn. And they didn't understand that it was the corn that was killing the probiotics within the cow's gut, which would affect the immune system of the cow, and they would starve the cow, because without the probiotics, they couldn't survive. That's what the glycosides, why it's associated with the death of bees and butterflies. One scientist is head of Purdue's, what do they call it? It's basically studying the disease in relationship to plants, saying the glycosides and the GMOs were killing the probiotics within the bee's gut, so when they ate honey, they couldn't process it into energy. And so it affects the immune system. Well, on the chart that I had, on the study done in Europe, they took corn and regular corn. Then they took corn and soaked it in glycosides. Then they took GMO corn without the glycoside. The one that caused the biggest growth of breast cancers was not the glycoside, but it was the GMO. And I was amazed. And after close to the lifespan of the laboratory mice, the breast tumors on these mice were about a 20% or 30% of the mouse's body weight. I mean, they're huge. And that's what they didn't want people to know. Now it's out, and now people are being sued. It has a lot to do with lymphoma-type cancer and as well as gut cancer. Really, I think colon cancer and stuff. So I'm glad that information's out. That's a reason you need to eat organics. And if you don't eat organics, a lot of the power in the vegetables that they say they're not getting, there's no power, not much, in plants that are GMO or not organic, because the plants develop these defense mechanisms that we need to help our own body fight cancer and other things that never develop because the glycoside doesn't form. And I mentioned this before, but it was a pretty interesting thing for me. A number of years ago, I had done a TV show down in Dallas, Doug Kaufman's show, and we recorded some shows, and I even interviewed him on his show. Since I'm used to doing that, I figured he doesn't get a chance to be interviewed. So I interviewed Doug, but I also didn't have anything to do on Saturday afternoon. I was done with that. Doug and his wife were remodeling their house. And so when I checked in this hotel, all these people were going in this big room. And there were some attractive girls there, and being a single guy, I went over to check and see what was going on. And it was a nutritional show as a seminars for doctors, basically educating them on the power of different nutritional products. And that's where I really learned about the power of alpha-lipoic acid and R-lipoic acid and nitric oxide to a degree. This is quite a few years back. But one of the things that stood out was sulforaphane within broccoli sprouts is shown to be really powerful against cancer. And one study will show it have some real good effects on cancer. And then it will show another study that doesn't. And the man made the point that I was just making on the other side, that the doctor was explaining that if pesticides were used on the broccoli sprouts, then they never developed the sulforaphane. And so because the pesticides are killing the organisms that the sulforaphane is designed to protect the plant against. And it doesn't start protecting it until something tries to bite on it, and then it triggers it, just like our own cytokines are triggered when something bites on it or macrophages and goes in there and tries to kill it. It's the immune system for the plant that is also protecting us. That's one of the significant differences between eating organic. But then you got the plants that are not raised well with pesticides, with GMOs, that cause you harm in the first place. So not only are you not getting the power of the plant because you've weakened its ability to defend itself, and so you're not getting its own chemicals that work in harmony with our body, you're also exposing yourself to things that are very harmful to you. So I know organics cost a little bit more, but it's worth it, folks. Try to eat as much organic, avoid the GMOs. And I'm glad there's a lot of advertising, no GMOs on this and that. That's important. It really is important. And it's also important to know that there are no pesticides. Now, here's a major problem, though. When you feed animals grains, and those grains have been GMO'd and pesticides been on it, that doesn't just, that gets into the blood of the animal and into the fats of the animal. And that's where a lot of poisons are stored. So when you eat a meat, whether it be a chicken egg or that's been fed grains, or whether it's been a cow or the milk of a cow, or whether you're eating the fats or the fat of the chicken, you may be exposing yourself to glycosides. So they come at to us a number of different ways. But I mentioned last week that Jordan Peterson, his daughter had severe arthritis, and to a point that as a young girl she had to have knee replacement, hip replacement, and stuff. And his daughter figured out if she ate nothing but meats and avoided vegetables. Now, they live in Canada, and it may have something to do with whatsoever up there. But then she didn't have problems. And he had some of the same problems, and he did the same thing. And it caused him not to have the inflammation in his joints. So something in their plants were causing the problem. They may have a hereditary quality that responds to some plant they have allergic reaction to. And allergic reaction, when you have that, it inflames the immune system. And then the immune system attacks the joints, the heart, the brain, and different things, creating inflammation throughout the body. So it's not just like, oh, I don't breathe well, I feel a little bit more inflammation. I mean, a little bit more congestion in the sinuses. No, it's also inflammation in the blood and affecting the organs of the body. So finding out what you're allergic to, what foods or airborne allergies out there are increasing the histamines in the body is a very important thing to really maximize your health. And there are different nutritional approaches to try to figure out what foods your body harmonizes well with and what not. You know, it depends on your ancestry. Like, I'm a Russian and Polish descent. Actually, not Russian, now to understand. I'm Ukrainian. My mother's side was from outside of Kiev. My dad's side was from farmers from out, some kind of farmers from outside of Warsaw. So what vegetables were we exposed to? And maybe the years are not long enough to create a change genetically. Sometimes that takes thousands and thousands of years. But I'm assuming that they've been in a cold climate for many, many years. There are certain vegetables that I may harmonize well with. Now, a lot of times, what you eat on a regular basis is exactly what you're allergic to. You wouldn't think so, but Mexicans, a lot of times, are allergic to beans and rice. When you eat too much of one thing, the body, for whatever reason, reacts to that. And that's why they say it's a good thing to rotate what you eat and eat a variety of different foods. But it's also good to find out what you actually respond to. Because when you bring down that inflammation, that histamine effect in the body, you're going to feel so much better. And more importantly, you're not going to be destroying organs prematurely. You're not going to be aging prematurely. You're not going to be feeling bad and exposed, and more likely to have your immune system repressed because it's been overwhelmed. So these are all factors that you need to be aware of. If you haven't ever had your allergies tested, you need to. I found out when I was in my late 20s, I was allergic to tomatoes. I still sometimes eat a little bit of tomatoes. And lemon. Who in the heck is allergic to lemons? But I was. So you got to find out what you're allergic to and try to avoid that. The reason you crave what you're allergic to is it's a stimulant. A lot of things are done and designed to stimulate your adrenals. That's why you like coffee or tea in my case, or you may like a food. Chocolate has some stimulation to the adrenal gland, but it also has some things that are very healthy for the adrenals. So I'm a big believer in chocolate. But you gotta realize that we crave this because we're trying to derive energy from it. But it's a little bit like putting your foot down on the gas pedal too much. And you keep that foot down on the gas pedal, and you wear out that engine prematurely. And that's what happens when you overdo the adrenals. Then you have to learn how to rebuild. There's good books on that. Adrenal Fatigue is one of the most famous books on that, on rebuilding it. We'll be right back, folks. For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and is pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigoRest. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com. That's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out. Put Dan in there. They'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and that's everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340. Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to dsolloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21, at gmail.com. dsolloway, D for Dan, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, at gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. Folks, there's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. Welcome back, folks. This is Dr. Dan Soloway, and this is Dan's Health Talk. I'm a PhD in nutrition, been doing this in March of 1997. Hope you've been listening to for a lot of those years, but some of you are new to this. And one of the cheapest things you can buy at a health food store, or you can find it almost anywhere, is vitamin D3. And still, many of you are deficient in D3. I mean, really deficient. And that's surprising to me. Such a cheap, inexpensive thing. And yet, it will make a world of difference in your life. Now, I want to give you why I say that. There was a study done in 2008. And low levels of D3, people suffered 2.42 times more heart attacks than people that had normal levels of D3. And normal levels is really in the 60s to 70 when you get your blood measured. Now, that is 100, getting the vitamin D levels up reduces the heart attack potential 142%. A big thing had been made over statins, and I'm not a big believer in statins, but may have a little benefit, but they also have a lot of harmful benefit. But statins reduce heart attacks by 37%. So we're talking about something 142%. And what does it cost you? I mean, we're talking about pennies a day. So all forms of coronary problems, I mean, it affects a number of different things. We're talking about bone density and the bone matrix, really. It's not about how much calcium you have in bone as much as how the calcium is laid down with collagen and silica and the other things, magnesium and everything. Taking a whole lot of calcium as a can be, we now realize, is a bad thing. It wasn't at one time. But let's stay on the cardiovascular. About close to, 920,000 people a year, maybe more now, this is looking back a few years, will have heart attacks. And a pretty good percentage, about one-third of them, will die from the heart attacks. So they always say that your first heart attack is your last heart attack because you don't survive it. Now, there are people who's had a number of heart attacks and still keep going. Fortunately, I've never experienced that. I hear it's really painful. But vitamin D3 could make a very significant difference in that, and a very significant difference in stroke. And stroke scares me more than a heart attack. Heart attack, I may just be gone, and I've been on the other side, let's say, folks. I didn't have a near-death experience, but I've been on the other side, and I know how wonderful it is. So death doesn't scare me, but pain scares me, and stroke, to being not able to speak. And a good friend of mine who was, looked like he was really healthy, very energetic guy, had a stroke, and I see his son helping him around, and it's a scary thing. Now, a low level of vitamin D increases breast cancer 222%. 222%. And getting the vitamin D levels up to a healthy level and decreases breast cancer by 30 to 50%. There's not drugs doing that, folks. And yet we don't hear enough about it. Prostate cancer, 189,000 people, American men, will have prostate cancer. 30,000 will die from it. And yet vitamin D will reduce it by 52%. And so very, very important. Very important, and yet very cheap. I personally take about 10,000 IUs of vitamin D. Now, they'll say you used to hear things like, oh, you only need 400 IUs of vitamin D. See, that's one of the things that really bothers people that are in the know in the nutritional world, that pharmaceutical companies will do a research on some nutritional product, and they'll give you such a minute level, and then they'll say, oh, it doesn't do anything. See, no benefit. Don't waste your money. And yet they don't never put it up to a therapeutic level or even a healthy level, so the body knows, really sees a change. I mean, taking one capsule of vitamin D3 is not going to do anything. It may take weeks and months for the body to build it up and get it into the cells where it needs it and affect the different organs and nervous system and everything else, the bone matrix and all that. So it's not... taking it, like sometimes you take medicine and you can feel it right away, but it's like using a sledgehammer when you're, or I've described it being like using a 9-penny nail for acupuncture instead of a little thin needle. It overwhelms the system a lot of times. That's why you see all these things about why you shouldn't, why you might have this side effect, you might die from this drug or that drug. There's good reason to be concerned about them because people do. And now we have the trouble with the opiate problems. So the way the bones lay down the matrix, the way your nervous system works, your mood, depression, the list goes on and on the way D3 affects things. There was a company that I, a short time, was looking at, involved in, or whatever you want to say, and they were trying to convince me that D2 was better because they wanted to have something different. D2 is not better. It does work, but it takes a lot more to get the effect. Now, there's a twin that needs to be taken with D3, and I'll get into that on another show, or if you listen to the Tuesday show, remember, our Tuesday show plays online at 12 noon Central Standard Time, 1 o'clock Eastern, on W4HC. That's W4HC stands for healthcafe.com. So at 12 to 1, there I really get to extend these thoughts, get into it more depth, and give you a lot more information that you can work with. So keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. Get your D3 and start taking it. But you need to take it with MK7, and that's what I want to talk to you about. Now, I have talked to you about it, but I want to get into more detail because it is a phenomenal nutrient. Be right back, folks. Remember this number, 800-MEGA-910, MEGA-910. This is where you can find the very best probiotics and cleanses and also energizers. These are fantastic products. Brenda Swartz with Body Dynamic. I got away from those, tried some other stuff for a couple years because my gut really got in problems with taking some antibiotics. And I went, you know, the only thing that ever really worked was Brenda Swartz's stuff, and it works fantastic. So call 800-MEGA-910. Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to dsolloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21, @gmail.com. dsolloway, D for Dan, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, @gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigorEst. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com. That's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out. Put Dan in there. They'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and that's everything depends on good rest for health. call that number, 877-338-3340. For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and is pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dr. Dan Soloway, and this is Dan's Health Talks. And thank you for joining me. I've been doing this since March of 1997. D3 and a certain form of K2, MK7. Now, if you're on warfarin and some of these blood thinners, you may need to work with your doctor. But, boy, it's important that you're taking K2. Here's a reason. When your body is deficient in vitamin K2, the calcification within the blood vessels starts taking place. And vitamin K2 stops that, and it actually helps the body remove the calcium. Remove the calcium. That's very, very important. So people that have a sufficient amount of the form of MK7 as a form I'm recommending, I don't take K1 and I don't take MK4. I may get plenty of K1 in the diet. I eat a lot of spinach and some other things that are high in it. But I take the MK7 form. Well, there's a 57% reduction in heart disease when you take that. But also there's a significant reduction in cancer, 22%, when you're taking vitamin K2. So those things alone is enough to take it. But the reduction in the calcification is just amazing. 100% prevention in animals taking warfarin, which also take in the form of K2. 100% reduction in the calcification of the animals that weren't taken versus the animals that were. That, folks, is very, very important. The doctor may prescribe medicine that may have 10, 20%, or 5% improvement, but it's nothing compared to what I'm telling you right here on simple little nutritional products that you're taking minute levels. And it's interesting on K2, up to a degree, a lot more won't hurt you because what it's doing is activating a protein in the blood vessels, and once you activated that protein as much as you can, it helps stop the calcification. You can't activate anymore because there's no more to activate. But here's what I used to not know. I used to take D3, a lot of it, 10,000, sometimes more, but I didn't know it knocked the K vitamin out of my diet, the MK7 and the K2 and K4 out of my diet if I wasn't taking them together. They always should be taken hand in hand. So the calcification of is about 62% of people taking calcium supplements, but if you're taking the MK7, it knocks it down. Reading, I'm stuttering a little bit. I'm reading some stuff right here, and I usually never read anything when I do radio. I usually do everything off the top of my head, and sometimes off the bottom of my head, but usually off the top. So anyway, but I want to get this across because I think it's very important to understand how powerful this is. It lowers the risk of hip fractures by 65%. 65% by taking a vitamin K2. Again, should be taken with D3. They both work hand in hand. Another thing I like to see thrown in there is magnesium. Magnesium, very important. There's a few other nutrients, boron. There's a few different things that also help in that regard. But the two that excite me the most and are inexpensive, in fact, you can buy now, you just not be able to do it, but you can buy K2 and D3 put together. Now, sometimes you may feel you only need 4,000 to 5,000 of D3. If your blood shows up that you're close to 70 or 60, you don't want to get up to 100 unless you're dealing with cancer. But if you, let's say you're in the 60 to 70 range and you got there with using 4 to 5,000, you don't need to take 10,000. It may be better you don't. But if you're not at that level, in my case, I was taking 5,000 and I was down to 32. That's the lowest level of normal. So I had to get up to close to 10,000. And sometimes for a little while, I was doing 20,000 just to boost it up to get mine up to the level it needs. But I get these things measured. And so I want to let you know about it, how important it is to take these and work this into your diet. It's very, very important. I mean, we're talking about affecting cancer, heart disease, the bone matrix, the way it lays down. See, here's a mistake we made years ago. Thought more calcium, the better, or at least a certain 2,000 milligrams of calcium a day is what they thought. And they, when they looked at it, it wasn't stopping the hips from being broken because it's a collagen that really is important. When you're a little kid, you probably had a lot less calcium than you have now in your bones, but your bones were flexible. And some of the bone broth that people take, good idea. That's giving your body collagen. Jell-O is collagen. Well, that works in the bones as well as in the tendons and ligament. One element they're leaving out in that, though, is silica. Silica is not easy to absorb, but it has a phenomenal effect on the ligaments, the tendons, and on the bones. And the best form I know is cell food silica. I used to talk about it a lot years ago, and I've seen people have a great effect. And I know the NBA was, Lakers and some of the other teams were taking it for joint inflammation. But silica has a lot to do with not only your hair and nails and the tensile strength within your skin to keep your skin young, but with the bones and the ligaments and tendons that keep the bones together and work off the movement. So if you want to keep that. Now, glucosamine and chondroitin are important. One of the purposes of them is to bring moisture and keep the elasticity of the tendons and ligaments, but it also works with the bones. And, you know, there was a study saying it lowers the death rate by about 30% compared to people that aren't taking glucosamine and chondroitin, but I don't know why yet. Folks, we'll be right back. Appreciate for listening. Folks, there's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. One of the most amazing products that ever came along in the nutritional world is a product called Microblast. Richard Allison and I used to talk about it all the time, and he made a tree grow 3 to 5 times bigger than the tree next to it by adding it to the water. Put 1 ounce to a gallon, and it will break down the minerals, feed that plant, and make it work like it's hydroponic. It's really amazing. Call 877-338-3340. Call 877-338-3340. For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and is pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to D. Soloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21, @gmail.com. D. Soloway, D for Dan, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, @gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. This is Dan's Health Talks, and I'm Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Thank you for joining me. I have a friend of mine with me. Becky is a representative of Nordic Naturals. And Nordic Naturals, you know, there's a lot of fish oil. Some of them are cheap out there, and there's a reason they're cheap, because I could maybe feed it to my cat, but I wouldn't feed it to a human. But there's others that are so high quality that they make a tremendous difference in your overall health. In fact, there was a study done at UCLA in 2007, I believe, where they showed it about between 2 and 3,000 milligrams of EPA DHA would put the brakes on Alzheimer's. And at 2,000 and over that would help reverse it if you started early enough. And that was a very, very important study. And it was actually done with Noric Naturals fish oil because Noric created the placebo form and the fish oil in the capsule. So there could be a double-blind study. So, Becky, I really appreciate you being with me.
Thanks. I'm happy to be here.
Well, you know, when I first started talking to Noric, you know, our friend Todd and our friend Stu Tomp, they were doing a lot of cod liver oil. I've always been taking the Ultimate or the Ultimate 2X, and sometimes now a doctor friend of mine said if you take the DHA at high dose before you go to bed, you'll sleep better and you'll have wonderful dreams. So I'm starting to play with that. But I don't talk enough about the cod liver oil. What are you finding with the cod liver oil?
Yeah, well, what I like at this time of the year with people dealing with, an immune compromised situation, you know, they're more fatigued. We're under a lot of stress with the holidays, and there's a lot of viral and bacterial stuff going on out there. The cod liver oil, you know, that's been taken for hundreds of years. You know, our grandmothers, most people remember them having to take a spoonful in the morning, you know.
Yeah.
And
they didn't know how to process it. I'm old enough to remember that. It was a little bit rancid back then. Not anymore, though.
Exactly. Yeah. They didn't know how to process, and it tasted bad. Yeah, so that's what's great about Noric's. Obviously, we've got, like we were talking about, the oxygen-free manufacturing process, so our cod liver oil tastes amazing. It is smooth. It is light. There's no fishiness. You can literally make we've got a dressing, a Greek dressing you could make with our lemon cod liver oil. Yeah. Huh. But the reason why it's so great is because it has a lot of fatty acids, more than the sardines and anchovy source that like our Ultimate Omega does have. There's a total of actually 37 different fatty acids. Yes.
After all these years of doing this and talking about, I've never heard that before.
I know, and this is something why I've been talking to my accounts more and more, and they're all kind of being reminded and just understanding that, yes, what happens is when you have all the other fatty acids, like 5s, 7s, 9s, 11s, on top of, you know, omega-3s, of course, there's omega-3s in there, there's EPA and DHA, but the blend of all these, this variety actually supports the body's immune system and energy and vitality in a sense that it's, you know, our bodies have to make a lot of those. So those are called non-essential fatty acids because we don't have to get them in our diet. So the essential fatty acids, omega-3 and EPA and DHA, they do have to be, you know, taken in the diet. But when our body makes those other ones, you know, normally that's fine, but if you are in an immune compromised situation, you're either trying to prevent getting sick or you are sick, if you can take the burden of your body making those other ones, you know, the 5s, 7s, 9s, 11s, et cetera, off, it's kind of like if you're laying on the couch not feeling well and you need a cup of tea, you could get up and go, you know, get your own. But if you could lay there and say, you know, honey, can you go get this cup of tea for me? You're saving yourself that energy. And so what it does is it just helps the body, it supports it and takes that burden off. It allows, to not drain the overall vitality and vital force, you know, that we need. So that's one reason why it's a good idea to take it during this time of year.
Well, I'm also thinking the omega-7 protects the mucous membrane, and it has strong anti-aging effects. Omega-9 does too, but omega-9, you can get some of that in olive oil. But omega-7, a lot of people are selling that by itself because of the anti-aging effects it has. And now when the chance of getting a respiratory problem, it starts in the mucous membrane, usually, folks, in your sinuses and throat, protecting you along that line. So that is cool. But 32 others that I didn't know about? Here's a guy with a PhD and didn't know that? I didn't know that.
I know. See, we all learned something new. Yeah, it's 37
37. Okay, I'm gonna have to. You're gonna have to send me a list and what each one is known for and stuff. I got to get up to speed here.
Yeah, I don't think I even know, but yes, that is what the studies show. And of course, there's vitamin A and D.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in it naturally, we also have a cod liver oil with an additional 1,000 milligrams of D added, so you can actually get that synergistic product.
I remember as a kid, a doctor across the street, one of my family doctors, the puppies were sick, and they were given cod liver oil. That was the only way we got vitamin A and vitamin D back then. And mm-hmm. they knew that it was important, but they would, you know, I'm talking many, many years ago, folks. I'm 69 years old, so I'm talking about I'm nine or 10 years old. So we're talking about 60 years ago. That's what they would give us. Was cod liver oil, and they knew it was healthy. Now they understand all why it's healthy. And one of the reasons it's hard to get vitamin A, vitamin C. If you live by the cold water areas of the country, the likelihood of having depression, anxiety, joint problems, heart disease, all that where you're eating salmon and things of that sort goes down dramatically. But if you don't have it, like we here in the middle of the United States, you have to supplement with it. Now, Becky, we're out of time here, but folks, look for Noric Naturals. That's the best in the market, it's the purest in the market, and most potent in the market. And try the cod liver oil. I'm going to start using and mixing that in with my Ultimate. I'm going to start doing more cod liver oil. Thank you, Becky. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigoRest. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out, put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and that's everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340. For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and is pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. Folks, there's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Noric Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Noric Naturals. Look for it. Welcome back, folks. This is Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. This is Dan's Health Talks. And I'm going to be sharing with you some of the things I've learned over the last, 22 years of doing this, since I've been doing it in March of 1997. I had a lot of different experts on radio, and I'm one of the few people I found out that actually study the book of a lot of the people I interview before I interview them. And in some cases, when they used to come to my home city, Oklahoma City, I would have lunch with them, get to know them, and I'd really be able to quiz them in depth. And sometimes they'd tell me things off the air that they didn't quite want to say on the air, but I would learn some inside information. I learned that different herbs, different plants have a strong effect on inhibiting the COX-2 and putting brakes on prostate cancer was one of the research studies. But they didn't want to say that on the air because the FDA would go after the company that was selling the product at the time. And I'm not going to name the product, but it's a fairly common product in a good health food store. And there's other people that have similar products out there. But they did not want me to say that, but they wanted to tell me about the research done at Columbia University. So there's a lot of that out there. But one of the things that all of you need to take is magnesium. And over 80% of you are deficient in magnesium. Now, there's different forms of magnesium. Magnesium thionate is used, it goes through the brain barrier and works on the, it's bound to the amino acid threonine. and goes through the brain barrier and really works on the brain. But the study I'm reading right now, they had a real significant effect on mild to moderate depression with magnesium, and they weren't using the one that would have even a stronger effect. They were using the citrate form. But they published it, and you can publish in the Library of Science, the effect of using magnesium for depression. Where I first look for magnesium's use is in lowering blood pressure and help normalizing it. Magnesium relaxes the body. Magnesium malate works on the muscles and would work on, it'd be good for blood pressure since the lining of the arteries is a muscle. Because the arteries also help pump the blood, not just the heart. So it's very important that in that regard. But there's other things that, in fact, it runs over 300, and I've heard up to 500 different functions in the body, down into the nucleus and into the mitochondria and the effect in the DNA. Magnesium is such an important mineral. Generally speaking, we say you need to take 600 to 800 people, 600 to 800 milligrams. But if you had real high blood pressure, you may want to take more than that. Now, the most absorbable form, and the one that really gets down into the cells, is bisglycinate. Glycerin is amino acid it's bound with, and bisglycinate is the most absorbable, and second is glycinate. So remember that. And you can find them now at the health food store. It used to be my friend Dr. McDay. His products is the only place I found them. In fact, I just took his products a few minutes ago, and I'll be getting a good dose of magnesium, but I also get some citrate and malate in his products on Daily Assured Nutrition products. Very, very important. Now, here's one of the things I want to talk to you about. You can get a real strong mood-changing effect or energizing change in effect in the brain using amino acids, isolated amino acids. One of the isolated amino acids is tryptophan. We all know that that's wonderful for sleep, but more powerful than tryptophan is 5-HTP. It works quicker. It takes a little while, a few days, for tryptophan to build up in the body, except if you're eating a lot of turkey. And then it seems like you might have too much tryptophan. As my cousin pointed out, he felt lethargic, and he was eating a lot of turkey every day, and then he realized, oh, that's why I'm feeling sleepy. But a lot of the sleepiness that comes after a Thanksgiving meal really comes from the volume and all the carbs that people are eating. Because once I learned many, many years ago, 25 years ago, how if I ate too many carbs, it was going to drop my blood sugar. I actually learned that when I was 18, but I really understood it well then. I did not eat the cranberry sauce and the breading and all the other stuff that people have a tendency to eat during Thanksgiving and the desserts. I just ate the turkey and the salad and the vegetables and stuff. I didn't get sleepy, but the year before, I just like my other brothers and brother-in-law, we were all snoring, exhausted on the divan after Thanksgiving. Now, so the tryptophan that's in turkey and its brother, 5-HTP, that becomes 5-HTP in the body, is very good for sleep. I do recommend taking it, and you might take it with some little melatonin or with Invigorous product. And very, very effective. Now, in the morning, I recommend L-tyrosine. I take 500 to 750, sometimes 1,000 milligrams of L-tyrosine in the morning. There was a study done by the military after Kuwait, and they were dealing with post-traumatic stress. I wish they were still promoting this study. And they were looking, I don't know, Kuwait didn't last very long. You wouldn't think there'd be too much post-traumatic stress, but there was. And so they were dealing with that, and they were trying different drugs at that time. And for some reason, they thought to just try L-tyrosine. And they found that worked better than any drug they had for the post-traumatic stress because it feeds the adrenal and the thyroid. It helps them produce what they need. And so you have to take it on an empty stomach at least 30 minutes before food, and you can do the same thing before lunch. And let that build up. Then you may, after a while, get where just 500 milligrams in the morning. Not very expensive. One more to realize. L-tarnine, especially taken with nitric oxide and magnesium, fantastic for lowering blood pressure. And you could take 500 milligrams three times a day, and really wonderful on the effects on blood pressure and the heart in general. Thanks for listening, folks. We'll be back next week. This is Dan's Health Talks.